This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The global death toll from the coronavirus has passed 3 million people amid repeated setbacks in the worldwide vaccination campaign and a deepening crisis in places such as Brazil, India, and France. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Tally by Johns Hopkins University shows more than 566,000 people in the United States have died of confirmed COVID-19 infections. But other countries have also suffered staggering tolls. Brazil is next on the list with more than 368,000 deaths, followed by Mexico, where more than 211,000 people have died, and India, where the toll has topped 175,000. The United Kingdom, Italy, Russia, and France have all seen more than 100,000 deaths. The world passed 2 million deaths just in January. I'm Ben Thomas.
The daughter of hunger-striking Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is calling on Russian authorities to allow a doctor to treat her father in prison. This comes a day after a group of medical professionals warned he is at risk of kidney failure. Navalny, a fierce opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, started refusing food on March 31st in protest at what he said was the refusal of prison authorities to provide him with proper medical care for acute back and leg pain. Meanwhile, allies of Navalny say they plan to stage what they have predicted would be the largest street protests in modern Russian history on April 21st to draw attention to Navalny's deteriorating health. For more information on any of today's top news stories or the latest on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com or download the easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News. Iranian state television says a magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck Iran's southern province of Bushehr Sunday, where a nuclear power plant is located, but there were no immediate reports of major damage. Local officials say water, electricity, and internet have been restored to villages in the quake-hit area, and people who had taken to the streets in fear of more tremors have returned to their homes. An Iranian government official told Reuters there were no reports of damage at the Bushehr nuclear complex on Iran's Gulf Coast. Britain says it stands in full support of its Czech allies after Prague expelled 18 Russian diplomats identified as secret agents suspected of involvement in a 2014 explosion. Reuters' Lucy Felder reports.
The Czech Republic has alleged Russia was involved in a 2014 ammunition depot explosion, triggering its biggest dispute with Moscow since the end of the communist era. Late Saturday, it expelled 18 Russian embassy staff and said investigations linked Russian intelligence to the blast. Meanwhile, Czech police said they were searching for the two men Britain charged with the Novichok poisoning in the English city of Salisbury in 2018. And said they were in the Czech Republic in the days leading up to the depot blast. The Interfax news agency cited Vladimir Zhabarov, a senior Russian lawmaker, as saying Prague's claims were absurd, and Moscow's response should be proportionate.
That is Reuters' Lucy Felder reporting. The United States and China, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate to curb climate change with urgency. The agreement comes just days before U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. The agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, and his Chinese counterpart during talks in Shanghai last week. Syria's parliament speaker says his country will hold a presidential election on May 26th. This is the country's second in the shadow of civil war, seen as likely to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. Assad, who took power following the death of his father, Hafez, in 2000, has not yet officially announced that he will stand for re-election. NASA plans to send a miniature helicopter buzzing over the surface of Mars Monday in what will be the first powered controlled flight of an aircraft on another planet. If all goes to plan, the 1.8-kilogram vehicle will slowly ascend straight up to an altitude of 3 meters above the Martian surface, hover in place for 30 seconds, then rotate before descending to a gentle landing on all four legs. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.